New Orleans is a dry city, or drying anyway. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it has pumped out 250 billion gallons of floodwater, and you can now get to all parts of the city. Even before the water was gone, you could find the I Survived Hurricane Katrina t-shirts in the shops along Bourbon Street, where bars are also serving hurricane-themed drinks. From New Orleans, NPR's Jason DeRose reports on hurricane marketing.
With New Orleans' tourist economy at a standstill, Dennis Booth had to stock something at his souvenir shop called the Rat's Hole that would make him some money. So alongside the Mardi Gras beads and feather boas, he's showing a new line of t-shirts.
Hurricane Katrina Disaster Relief Team, I Survive Hurricane Katrina, and Where's FEMA?
Yeah, the Where's FEMA one seems pretty popular. I've seen people around.
I've actually had some FEMA people buy those too, so.
Booth says the FEMA t-shirt, which says FEMA stands for Federal Employees Missing in Action, is by far the best seller. About a 20-minute drive from Bourbon Street in suburban Harvey, Louisiana, Roger Sadwani, the owner of Logo Express Marketing, is whipping up a new batch of I Survived Katrina souvenirs.
I am so used to doing Super Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Final Fours, National Championships, so I do special events all the time. And, just came back last week from being evacuated for 40 days. So myself and my nephews, and we just started running the machine and started to at least pay some bills.
Sadwani's come up with a new design in honor of President Bush's recent trips to the devastated Gulf Coast.
Forget Iraq, rebuild at home. And we put a map of Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, and Eye of the Storm in between. And I think we are trying to rebuild other places where we need to worry about rebuilding at home. And that's been a very popular t-shirt, by the way.
Sadwani says he's already printed more than 15,000 t-shirts. Meanwhile, back on Bourbon Street, the Redfish Grill has a sign out front that says dress code Katrina Casual. Restaurant manager Steve Lessing is offering a special menu of mixed drinks now that city health officials have cleared Redfish Grill to reopen.
Yeah, we have a curfew and Coke, you know, in honor of the curfew, which for some reason is not enforced, you know, in the city. And we have, of course, a Category 5 hurricane. You know, it's a little bit stronger version of the standard hurricane, which New Orleans is known for.
Which special drink has been the biggest seller?
The Katrina Rita, by far. Yeah, it's the number one seller.
The Katrina Rita is a blue Curacao margarita honoring both hurricanes, Katrina and Rita, that struck New Orleans. Redfish Grill bartender Eric Almsweiler, inventor of the curfew and Coke, which is really just rum and Coke, says while some might find capitalizing on the tragedy of the storm in poor taste, he hasn't had any complaints.
New Orleans is the kind of town where you've kind of always been able to, laugh at yourself or make the best of the situation. No one said anything. Actually, people have been stealing the drink list. So we've had to print up more.
In sort of a harmonic convergence of hurricane-related purchasing, Gary Pendergast and his daughter Katie are walking down Bourbon Street wearing I Survived Katrina t-shirts and drinking curfew and Cokes. They seem to take in stride that more than 1,200 people did not survive the storm.
More people survived than didn't survive, so I don't think it's in bad taste. I think it's appropriate.
I think it also makes people feel better, too. Make them feel like they accomplished something.
Unlike most hokey souvenirs sold along Bourbon Street, these I Survived Katrina shirts and hurricane-themed drinks are really being marketed more toward residents than tourists. But the city's real economic survival will depend on the regular t-shirt consumers deciding New Orleans is a place they want to visit. Jason DeRose, NPR News, New Orleans.